your business some free advertising today.
Free!
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the book of Luke, Christ stated in verse 25 of chapter 21, he said that in the time in which we live, at the end of the world, here in the present situation internationally, he said, there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Within about a decade, maybe a little less, we're going to see Christ coming. The Son of Man will come in a cloud with great power and great glory. And again in verse 25, with perplexity. At the end of the world, there will be no answers. Perplexity is used one time in the New Testament, one time, I believe, in the Bible, and it's used only in this verse, and Christ spoke it. There will be perplexity. No solutions, conundrums, no answers, because the world will be turned basically into such chaos, there won't be solutions for the problems. What is the solution with the economies? What's the solution economically for the American people? What's the solution for these plagues that have been introduced, injected into people who receive these vaccinations? The Nephilim DNA technology and the Neanderthal DNA technology, which I spoke of yesterday. These are the DNA from creatures prior to Christ that existed in a pre-Adamic world, and also the DNA of half-angel, half-human, the gods of the Greeks having children, which were children of the gods. The gods would come and mate with women, and they would have offspring, and these offspring would be called Nephilim. So I believe, and I think I can prove and have proven, that the technology in bioscience exists to be able to take the DNA of, again, Neanderthals and Nephilim, and they have weaponized it, and they are injecting it, and have injected it to who knows how many millions of people. And then with what happens when these people that have had the vaccinations die, they find that their blood, there are structures, even microchips, maybe, and also wires in this, in the whatever these structures are, to receive and maybe transmit whatever is in these people. Perplexities, no answers. What is the answer with Ukraine, with Russia destroying, attacking, eliminating the Nazi American forces in Ukraine? What's the end? What's the outcome going to be? What's the, with the perplexities in this country, with an individual that is an imposter sitting in the White House, when he's in the White House? Many of the videos that you see of him in the White House are actually he's not there. They are sets. What's the solution when they have to replace this man? The Democrat Party is in a conundrum right now. What are they going to do? Joe's shelf life is quickly coming to an end. It is expiring. He may live, but he is mentally not able to continue much longer. What's the solution? What's the answer? What are their plans? Who are they going to pick? They're not going to pick Kamala Harris. They're not going to pick Nancy Pelosi. Who are they going to put in position? The Constitution of this country is being changed, attacked, is losing its power. The laws aren't being the laws that should be, that should, that are in place to protect the American people and the people of the nations. These laws through our Constitution, you want to talk about violation? This is a violation. The young children are being violated, and the Constitution is being violated. Paul the Apostle said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I think it was around verse 8, 9, 10, that there was a restrainer. There was something in the time in which we live that was going to hold back the flood, the tsunami of evil. Well, the Constitution has to a great degree held back this tsunami, but it is being overwhelmed. The Constitution of this country is being overwhelmed by evil people who want to destroy it. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its five-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. That is the condition of the people on this blue planet, this gem that hangs in the vast stretches of space. This little gem, this little blue oyster, this little blue diamond that sits here in the universe, the only planet that has individuals created in the likeness of God with a body, a soul, and a spirit. I say that confidently. It's in the Bible. Yes, out in the vast recesses of space, there is other intelligence. There is. There's God Himself and His Christ who dwell in their third heaven. There are also the fallen angels that are in another dimension. But the whole purpose of the devil, the attack is directed at these creatures that were created in the image of Almighty God. And God has His holy angels that sit in His heaven, honoring Him the way like He should be honored. And also His holy angels who are on behalf of mankind are the vessels that God uses to protect to a great degree mankind from the forces of darkness, the fallen angels, and the demons. So yes, in space, there's only one small piece of dust, and on that small piece of dust, creatures created in the image of God. The attack is on these creatures. This is why Christ said there would be perplexities. Things would happen, and the distresses, yes, there will be distress on the environment, on the oceans, on the skies. There will be distress on the earth through earthquakes. But the distresses and the hardships are directed at mankind. And there is going to be, like Christ stated, perplexity. No solutions, no answers, just questions. Questions that can't be answered. What is the solution to these poisons that have been integrated into our bodies? What's the solution to this nanotechnology, to whatever it is that the earth has been infected with? Poisons, viruses, nanotechnology. What's the solution? Christ said there would be no solutions. What's the solution to bring justice and judgment and punishment to the evil people of the world that are destroying this planet, destroying the economy of nations? What's the solution? Is mankind going to be able to use the laws of the Constitution of, in this country, the laws of the Constitution, which are put there to protect us from these type of people? I say no. I say no. We're beyond that point. We're beyond that threshold. We've gone beyond the protection that the Constitution provides for the American people. And that Constitution also protects the nations, supposed to protect the nations from American hegemony. It won't. We are in a world now that man has never been in before. There's always been hardships on mankind, hardships in the time of Noah, but not like this. The time in which we live, there are going to be hardships that only Christ can stop when he returns. The Lord Jesus said that if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. There is a conflict, there is a war between two kingdoms. The kingdoms are invisible to a degree, but they can be understood by the children in both of these kingdoms. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of the devil. Remember Christ, in his temptation, the last temptation was Satan, showed Christ all the nations of the world. And the nations, as you see the nations today, in all their glory, in all their splendor, when Satan took Christ into the future to show him the kingdom of the world, this is what Christ was presented with. Satan said, look what I have built. Look what I have done. Look at how magnificent these nations are, these cities. Look at the wealth. And Christ and Satan said, I will give this all to you if you will fall down and worship me. And Christ said, get behind me, Satan. I'll serve the Lord my God only. He only will I serve. And Satan went away. What did Satan do after he left? He went to find individuals from that point to this time who would bow the knee to him. And what he would do is he would use these people to build the kingdoms for the last 2,000 years. And each 100 years, the nations would become more powerful, more glorious. You look at the architecture of what was built in Europe from about the 1100s and forward. Fantastic. Still exists a lot of these structures. But then you look at the end of the world now where we are, and you look at the technology, you look at science, you look at what we have discovered through the physics. Fantastic. I sit and watch videos of the Miami skyline, LA, not much in LA, but you go to England, you go to New York. People have been bowing the knee to Satan for 2,000 years. Satan has rewarded them with power, wealth. And they care more, in a sense, about power than they do wealth. But they do take both. And you see what mankind has been able to do. Well, there are those. And the great enemy of the kingdom of darkness and the societies of the world, the enemy is, yes, God who dwells in heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus, or Sheshu, Jesus Christo, different names for the same person. All the nations have their languages. and the enemy of all of the people who rule the kingdom of the devil is God, his Christ, and the children of that have received Christ as their Savior. This is the enemy. Within Christendom, there are two types of Christians. There are the Christians that are ineffective. There are the Christians that are effective. There are the Christians who are serving God with true religion, and the Christians who have hypocritical religion. And the true those in the seven churches of God, there are seven, not just one, and not just a Catholic church. The Catholic Church proclaims that it is the only church. It is not. The Christian people will go to war over that one thought. No, the Catholic Church is not the only church. There are six additional churches. God did not limit himself to one church, to one lampstand. It takes seven lampstands, seven churches, to present Christ the way he should be presented to the nations. So there are seven churches. And within these seven churches, there are those who are, they worship God with true religion. And that true religion means they honor him with true morality, and they are, I'm looking for the word, through their, what they do, not what they say. A tree is known by its fruit. A good tree brings forth good fruit. An evil tree, evil fruit. They are known, the true believers are known by their actions, not just what they say. James, in the New Testament, said, "You believe in God, I believe in God too, but I will show you my faith by my works, not just by what I say." The war is against the righteous, true religious people in the seven churches. This group in these churches, these individuals, this is the what the children of darkness fear. The children of darkness, to a great degree in this country, in the evangelical churches, they don't fear the Christians within the evangelical churches because they've been deceived. They're in the world, in the cosmos. They are backslidden. They are ineffective. But the kingdom of darkness, the children of the devil in this country, I'll give names. The Clintons, the Pelosis, the Obamas, the Bushes, the Bidens, these people, and the Kissingers, and the Soroses, and the people in their foundations, these people, they know that God has a people that serve him, and they fear the people that serve God in a proper and powerful way. The kingdom of heaven is being shaken. The kingdom, the children in the kingdom of heaven, they know that God has always had a way to stop them and to bring judgment on them. And they know that God is going to bring judgment on them even before his return. And the judgment's going to come through the faithful people of God. I'm presenting this to this audience because these people that have brought hardship upon the earth, you're very well of who they are. You just need to know that they're serving a king in another kingdom who has promised to give them power, authority, all that they need to destroy the creatures on this planet that have been created in the image of God. They have been given the power to create creatures that are not in the image of God, and they're doing it through their technology. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, New World Order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Every Sunday, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. You need to go to church. You'll find out more about the spiritual battle that is taking place from 9 to noon on Sunday here on 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts are on the same 1360KHNC.com. Also, programs throughout the week on the station are archived. On the weekends, they're archived also, 1360KHNC.com. I have a young man that has the 4 to 5 o'clock hour on Sunday, and he's a, well, I think he's about, I'm not sure how old he is, but he's a, what is the group that is living today called? Not millennials. Maybe it is a millennial. But he has a good pulse on his age group, a very good pulse. I really like to listen to what he has to say. And join me on Sunday. Listen to one of his programs from 4 to 5. He's really, for his age group, this young man is on the money. Okay, going back to what I was saying previously, I'm trying to get to my notes. I may get to my notes, I may not, I don't know. You have two kingdoms. These two kingdoms are at war with each other directly. But each of these kingdoms are fighting for the people in between. And the devil wants to take the nations of the world, the people of the world, and he wants to drag them to hell. He wants to drag them to eternal fire. That's what he does. Those in the kingdom of heaven have been commissioned to present Christ to the nations and the hope that Christ gives to forgive sins and the hope of eternal life. So in the kingdom of heaven, we are persuading and hoping to drag the people that are in Satan's grip, to break the power of that grip that the devil has on individuals and the nations, men, women, children, and break Satan's grip and bring these people into God's eternity. You see, that's going to be very lonely where the devil and his children are going. They want company. This is not a joke. I'm not just saying this as something to present to you. I'm telling you the truth. It is in the Bible. It is all through the Bible. It is especially in the book of Revelation. Satan is going to drag to deceive as many people in this world as possible to take them into eternity away from God, apart from God, for eternity. People don't believe that there is a hell. They've discovered where the hell is. It is beneath the crust of the earth. The Russians, I believe it was, dug a well. They wanted to drill as deeply as they could, and they just started drilling. And eventually, there came a point where the drill pipe just began to spin. They hit a cavern. And they sent equipment down into that cavern to see what they could hear. And they heard voices. And this came out in 1991. And the Christian stations, they presented it to their audiences. But they retracted very quickly what had come out. I believe that was drilled in Finland. They didn't want to scare people. Well, I want to tell you the truth. The Bible says there is such a place as Hades, and it is under the earth's crust. And there are two sections to this Hades. One is a section of torment, fire. The other is a section of rest. This is where the Christian people go when they go to be with the Lord. They don't go to heaven. They go and they rest in a place called paradise, likened to Abraham's bosom, the old song that the black people used to sing years ago. Rock of my soul in the bosom of Abraham. The other section is, again, a place of torment. And the two sections are adjacent to each other, and you can see what happens from one section into the other section. Those in Hades can see those sleeping in paradise. Those in paradise, if you're awake, you can see the torment in Hades. I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm telling you the truth. You need to know the truth. There's a war going on for every man, woman, and child. And there's only two kingdoms who are trying to... One kingdom The kingdom of Christ is trying to deliver people out of the hand and the grip and the deception of the devil. The devil is fighting to make sure that these people never, he never loses his grip on them. There's a war taking place, and we're seeing it. And the devil, and in the book of the epistle of 1 John 3, I think it's 1 chapter 3 verse 10, it says that there are the children of God and there are the children of the devil. And those who are righteous versus those who are unrighteous. That's how you can tell them apart. Do you think the people that are ruling this world are looking out for your best interests? Are they here to serve you, to help you, to protect you for your future? Or are they trying to destroy everything that would pertain to your future? All that you've accumulated all through your life, and here at the end of your life, there is something, a plague, a disease that has hit the earth. Some still question, is it man-made? Is it a bioweapon? You don't need to question anymore. It is a bioweapon. It is not something that just came into nature through accidentally. Yeah, there are diseases that come through time naturally, in a natural sense. But then at the end of the world, Christ said there would be diseases created by man. There would be creatures created by man that were not created in the Garden of Eden. And with the technology that we have, with the altering genome and splicing human genome and DNA with animal DNA, The Island of Dr. Moreau, need to watch that movie. This is not fantasy. This is fact. The Island of Dr. Moreau, and also Frankenstein's children, are the ones behind all of this. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. 1360KHSE.com for podcasts.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
I just like that. Again, I'm going to just read it to you. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. I decided that we needed to go where no man has gone before. I'm presenting this because of the great war that is intensifying, the war against mankind by the forces of darkness has intensified like never before in the last 2 years. It is going to, within every quarter of every coming year, it's going to intensify even more. And spiritually speaking, people need to begin to think about the spiritual end of things and their eternal future, not just their present. We are to, the thought in the scripture is that we prep, we prepare for the present so that we can dodge danger, exit areas of danger. We are to prepare that way. We are to store. We are to do what is necessary to, no matter what will come, we're prepared and ready for it. It's what they do in the military throughout the world, all the militaries. They prepare for battle. But also, the thought in the Bible is you also must prepare for your eternity. You have to think about eternity. There is a concept, a religious concept that it's called, the name of it is called, I forgot the name. But it is a thought that God is so merciful that eventually God in his mercy is going to forgive all the criminals that have ever existed. He will forgive the fallen angels who rebelled with Lucifer and will forgive Lucifer. It's called universalism. This was one of the main beliefs of the Nazis in Germany. It is an occult belief. It is a New Age belief. It is an ancient belief that God is so merciful, no, regardless of what kind of hardship and evil these people would bring upon the world, God, in his mercy, would eventually, after a period of time, forgive them. This is false religion. It is a lie. Mankind cannot, Hinduism, you reincarnation, Buddhism, you, if you live a good life, if you are honorable, if you take care of the goddess Earth, this is another part of the religion. To people worship the Earth. They worship the goddess, Mother Earth. And if you worship God, Mother Earth, when you die, you will live on. Others believe that you just are like a match. You burn out and that's it. There's no remembrance. The Bible says there is eternal remembrance. The soul of man is eternal. It exists from conception to eternity. And the remembrance, nothing is forgotten. Except for those who meet God and receive Christ in eternity, they will not remember their past sins. They will not remember the evil, the hardship, the torment, the suffering in their lives. It will be over. They'll not remember anything unpleasant. Those who intentionally reject God and have rejected God and rejected his Christ, remembrance, they will have photographic remembrance. They'll remember every word, every thing, every action. They will have perfect memory. It will be restored to them. We prepare naturally, practically, to take care of ourselves, but we must prepare also in a spiritual sense, in a spiritual way. There's a battle that's taking place. The battle is for the people in between these two kingdoms. If you are in between these two kingdoms, if you haven't given yourself over to the devil, Don't ever do it. If you haven't given yourself to Christ, really consider doing that, because eternally you will be with Him. In the book of Joel, chapter 3, it says that the whole world is going to go into a valley of decision. Multitudes into a valley of decision. And the people that are in this valley have to make a decision. You go with the dark side, or you go with Christ and His beloved Son into the future. Now, when the Antichrist comes in Revelation chapter 13, he will force you to receive a mark, take the number of his name, or to, there are three things, to take the mark, and to worship him. You won't have a choice. You'll be making a decision. Should you take the mark of the beast, or worship him, or take the number of his name? You will have taken the step into the kingdom of darkness, and chances are, the fact is, once you do that, there is no repenting. You will never be able to change that decision. Consider what's coming. 1360KHSC.com for podcasts. Sunday, 9 to noon, all the Tree and Lampstand Ministry here on 1360KHSC.com. Or 1360.
1360KHMC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we're finishing out the Thursday program. I'll be back next Monday, God willing, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And podcasts, again, are 1360KHNC.com for my programs, the other programs through the week, on the weekend, a good host on the weekend, and you can always, these programs are streamed, always. At all times. I could tell you the truth. I could tell you that everything is going to be hunky-dory, hunky-dunky. Everything is going to be fine. But because of evil in the world, and I read the verses and I've read them to you in the past, that at the end of the world, God is going to turn the world into the hands of the, over to the hands of the wicked. He has done that. He has to do it. It will do two things. It will prove that His word is true, and also for the Christian people, because the Christian people are far from God and people in the world are far from God, God allows this evil to expose the evil and to, you might say, stir people up, to get them to realize that the evil, behind the evil, there is someone, something that has the power to deceive these people that do the evil, and that there is also a God who has warned the world of what these people would do. And in the book of Revelation, He has warned the earth that these people can't do anything but evil. From morning to night, their hearts are evil. They will never change. And that Christ, again, said that if He should not return, no flesh will be saved. This is the answer to the evil in the world. Christ, at His return, will punish the evildoers for their evil and judge the earth. And then, at His return, He will bring in a millennial kingdom, a thousand-year kingdom of peace and rest to the earth. And in in Isaiah chapter 14, I believe it is, the people of the world, because of the hardships coming, when Christ rids the earth of the evil people, it says that the whole earth begins to sing. All the people in the world who are still alive will begin to rejoice. They will be happy. They will know that the wicked have been taken, that the hardships have ended forever, and they know that this Christ, who they did not know, is now in charge. The technology for the coming millennial kingdom, God has allowed and is going to use the technology that is being used for evil. God is going to use that technology for the nations. And the nations, they won't have to work. They will be on a holiday, so to speak, for 1,000 years. This ends for today's program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Go to church on Sunday. Join me from 9 to noon here on this station, 1360KHNC, and it'll be streamed. Talk to you Sunday.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.